Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate that you listen to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and also leave us some feedback. Rate us. Give us a review. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
The referees have always been black.
Every possession.
Our job is to make them deaf.
1029 is 750 in the game.
Where the pros play.
I don't hate the Trailblazers. I don't hate the Blazers. But this Neil Olshey thing, you know, remember he was a soap opera actor before he became a basketball guy.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Where were all these people who wanted Stephen Chase 10 days ago? Where were they? They were the ones, you know, bouncing off the walls in the Moda Center when we had the third seed for the first time since 1999-2000. So it's our job, Joe, to be measured and not overreact. Because when you overreact is when you make mistakes.
Blazers GM Neil Olshey at the exit interview on Sunday morning. Orlando Sanchez set his alarm clock, got up early. KGW Sports anchor is with us. What was that scene like in person?
Oh, John, it kind of caught me off guard. I didn't expect that, you know. It was a four-hour deal, as you know. We get there at 10 a.m., and Olshey and Coach Stotts probably hit the podium around 2 o'clock, maybe a little bit before that. So it's kind of a marathon. You hear from so many players and their different perspectives on things and how they feel about the season and, you know, the disappointing finish. But man, the grand finale of it all, the one that we were all looking forward to hearing from, I mean, it turned out to be everything and more with Neil Olshey on the mic.
It sounded to me, he came off defensive, but it sounded to me too that he was very pointed in criticizing the media and the team's coverage. Did it feel when you're in that seat that you were on a little bit on the attack?
You know, usually when you ask a question, you don't get a question back. And when I asked him about whether or not he felt like this year was a success, he turned it around and asked me how I felt about it. And there was kind of this awkward pause because I thought, okay, it's probably a rhetorical question, but then I thought, wait, he actually wants me to answer that. And I kind of thought about it and said that, you know, the way that the season ended kind of takes away from everything that you accomplished at the beginning of the season. So to your point, yeah, it did feel like it was on the defensive a little bit. I was just surprised. I thought for sure there would be some type of ownership when he came out and said, look, this isn't where we wanted to be. We had higher expectations. After what we did, we won 49 games. We won a division title. We really thought this was the year that we would take the next step. So I'm disappointed. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that this doesn't happen again. We've set the bar now. We expect more out of this team. We want to do, and it starts with me. I was waiting to hear that, and I thought it was going to be a pretty boring press conference. But, man, we got gold. Like, just listening to him talk, I was thoroughly entertained throughout this press conference.
Orlando, I want to play that exchange you had with Olshey. I thought you handled it well. I thought your answer was better than his. Here it is.
You know, how do you view this year? Is it a success in your eyes?
I don't know. Is it a success in your guys' eyes?
Personally, I think the way it ended takes a lot away from it.
Okay. And that's fair. And I think you have to look at it three ways. I think you look at the regular season, where we had great success. We had the third seed, which is the highest this organization has been seeded in two decades. I think the postseason couldn't have been worse. So, you know, I mean, I don't know that you can even have a happy medium that you can, I don't think you can even look at it as one consistent theme. I think you really have to look at them separately. And I think, you know, there's a lot of positives we need to take away from the regular season. And then there's a lot of issues we need to address based on the result of, you know, the very abbreviated postseason. But I don't even know that the postseason, honestly, was long enough to blend it in with the other 82 games.
Yeah, sounded to me like what did he expect you to say there? Like, the point of NBA basketball is, we always talk about the regular season being one thing, but it's really about the playoffs. And this team did not show up in the playoffs.
Yeah, John. I mean, we talked about this on Sports Sunday. And yeah, if this is a team that hasn't been to the playoffs in a while, you're probably just happy to be there. But this team has been there 5 years in a row. And what, three out of the last four have ended in the first round. The last two straight have ended in sweeps, and they've lost 10 in a row. The fan base here in Portland want something a little more than that. They want to see success. They want to see them take the next steps. And I know a lot goes into making that happen. But after that 13-game win streak, fans were expecting a lot more, whether you like it or not. They thought, hey, this is the year. We're going to take that next step. And it just didn't happen. And I think you had a lot of people looking at it like it was fool's gold having that 13 win streak, which is a bummer for fans here in Portland.
We're talking to KGW-TV here in Portland. Orlando Sanchez, he's the sports anchor there. In the last week, we've seen Major League Baseball to Portland become a story. You have the Ducks playing a spring game. Jonathan Smith's with Oregon State football. You've got the Blazers. Where do you see the Blazers off-season sort of ranking amid those stories as everybody is talking about a variety of things?
Well, I will say the baseball coming to Portland is gigantic, and anytime something comes out on that, people are talking about it. So that's a huge story. But I feel like generally what's going to lead our sportscast is going to be what happens this offseason, because you mentioned the situation that's going on with the salary cap and kind of the hole that they're in with some of these contracts, and, you know, could they split up Dame and CJ? A lot of these storylines, I think, aren't going anywhere. I mean, Yusuf Nurkic is a big storyline. He's a restricted free agent. Ed Davis is an unrestricted free agent. So when July comes around, free agency is going to be huge in here. So the Portland Trail Blazers are king when it comes to broadcast for KGW. So with that said, this is going to be huge for the next few months. We're going to be talking about this for a while.
Orlando Sanchez talking about the Blazers offseason. Is there any part of you that thinks that Lillard and McCollum can coexist in the backcourt? Are you ready to break them up as you look at them? Where do you stand?
No, I don't have as strong of a feeling on it as most do in terms of breaking them up. I do think that they can coexist together. I think they're good enough to get it done. They are one of the best backcourts in the league. I don't dispute that. They're good. And so based on that narrative, yeah, but they need some help. They need a third option. They need another stud. That can relieve some pressure. And they were, you know, exposed by the New Orleans Pelicans. So something's got to change from that standpoint. So I do understand the argument that you have to break them up because of the value that they have and what you can do with those assets on the market. So I get that. But my opinion, I think that they can coexist, and I'm not ready to give up on Dame and CJ.
Yusuf Nurkic, this summer, he's got a couple options. He can sign a qualifying offer, remain in Portland for one more season, then he becomes an unrestricted free agent. Or he can, as an unrestricted free agent, go out, test the market, try to get somebody to offer him max money, and then see if the Blazers match it. Well, let's put ourselves in Nurk's shoes. What's the best move for Yusuf Nurkic?
Oh, man. Go out and get that money. Unless he is truly in love with Portland and never wants to leave here and wants to settle down and have kids, raise a family, that whole thing. I mean, because there is some value in that if he really loves it here. But other than that, man, he's got to test the water. So, you know, the Blazers are going to offer him that, you know, the $4 million that he'll get, and other teams will have a chance to go bid. And why wouldn't other teams at least raise the price on the Blazers, even if they're not interested in Yusuf Nurkic? Why not throw an extra mil just to see the Blazers have to gas up the price a little bit on what he's worth? I mean, the guy's 23 years old. He averaged 14-9 on the regular season. So there's a lot of upside with him. And I know that he got exposed a little bit in the postseason, and he's been inconsistent. But 14-9 at 23 years old is pretty nice.
Orlando, I think that Neil Olshay will match whatever is offered for Yusuf Nurkic, if only because it's his guy that he traded for. He wants to control the narrative on Nurkic's career in the same way that he has on Myers Leonard, in the same way he tried on Alan Crabb and Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. I mean, he takes care of his guys. He falls in love with them. We've all seen it. But they're going to end up paying Nurk max money. Can they afford? Is he a max money guy?
Just based on what he's done right now, no. What Neil Olshay will probably spin it as is the potential that he has to be special But, I mean, you're right. They're going to have to pay big bucks for Jusuf Nurkić just based on what the market tells you. Mason Plumlee got a 3-year, $41 million deal. Jusuf Nurkić probably believes that he's better than that. And as a top 10 center right now in his career, he's going to ask for that money. So I believe that someone's going to ask him for it. And Olshay will have a choice to make on whether or not he believes in his guy. And he'll have to fork out that money.
Orlando, I appreciate you making time for us. And go enjoy the beautiful weather today.
That's what I'm going to do, man. It's time to walk the dog.
Go walk the dog. Get away from it. By the way, yeah, did you hear Rod Hill this morning on KGW? If you're not, like, if you're listening in Eugene or Klamath Falls, and maybe it's been sunny all week there, I don't know, but I'm looking over at what's going on in Portland with the weather this week. Here was Rod Hill, KGW's meteorologist this morning on KGW.
Love the orange tie. It kind of reminds me of the sunny day we're in for.
I feel the same. Here's a look at our temperature, 45 degrees outside. Going to be a beautiful one. You know, we cleared out Saturday. We had basically clear skies yesterday. We'll do it again today. So, 70s today for the first time this year. So that's our big story. Look at the 70s at the coast from Astoria all the way down the North Bend, 60-degree temperatures out east. Again, the headline here probably is that everybody expects basically a clear blue sky. 83 tomorrow would be what, Rod? A record. Wednesday would be what, Rod? A record. Thursday would be what, Rod? Not as warm. And then we have a chance of rain and maybe some thunderstorms into the weekend.
That's disappointing.
Well, yeah, maybe.
So much talent on this desk this morning.
Yeah, don't tell me about the weekend. Just tell me about the records coming up. Who got smoked? If you want to line up, 503-417-7575.
No benches, no halftime, no timeouts.
Welcome to our world.
1029 and 750 The Game.
Where the pros play.
I'm going to do a kind thing here because, look, the bottom line is, even in sports, we tend to get out of control with our... We lose perspective. You lose perspective when you're happy. You lose perspective when you're sad. Everybody loses perspective. It's sports. I guess it's what you do. Everybody always says, well, fanatic is really the real word for fan. I hear that so many times. And it's true. You get all crazy. Somebody on Twitter saying they want to egg Neil Olshay's house. Don't do that. It's not a kind thing to do. He's got a job to do. I may not like what he says or how he says it, but... let's try to be human as well. It may just be that he's very disappointed and insecure about it, and he's reeling. It may just be that it's a difficult thing to watch your team get swept in the first round. You can see it on Terry Stotts. Terry Stotts, the Blazers coach, did not appear to media and did not speak prior to game four. After practice, on the day off prior to game four, he blew off the media obligation, and it was reported, and the Blazers got all in a tizzy about it, saying it wasn't a big deal. It was a big deal. I mean, I'm gathering that Terry Stotts was just frustrated. It's a human thing to be frustrated. I'm frustrated all the time. Catch me on a, you know, Sunday while I'm trying to mow the lawn and finding things all over the yard and stepping in things. You know what I'm talking about, guys. It's why today, on this beautiful Monday, we can talk about great weather. It's going to be in the 70s. I happen to be wearing my new favorite shirt. A lot of people talking about this shirt. What color is this shirt, Alabama Adriana? What color is this shirt?
That shirt is orange.
I think it's more of a creamsicle.
It's orange.
It's more of a Tampa Bay Buccaneers creamsicle. What color is the shirt, Droz?
Peach, maybe?
It's peach?
I've not gotten peach.
You're closer than she is. You're half the distance.
Do you see orange peach?
It's also. Can you describe this shirt for our listeners, please?
It's a long sleeve. Is it V-neck or just?
I think it's got a little V-neck in it.
A little. It's like a light orange long sleeve shirt, and the collar is like darker orange. It's just orange.
Yeah, it's creamsicle, and it's for me. It really brings out my skin tone. That's what I'm hearing from people. My wife said that this morning. She said, I like that color on you. It brings out your skin tone. You know, the Italian in me really shows up when the creamsicle shirt is on. And normally everything I wear is like black or navy. It's like when my clothes pile is dirty clothes, everything's the same. Like everything is that dark color. I don't know if you have that in your household, guys, but I think women do a better job at wearing color than men do. Men are afraid of like wearing bright colors.
Not me. My whole wardrobe is like black and dark blue.
So yeah, I'm the same way. Like my pile of dirty clothes is like one shade of navy or black and just dark. It's like a storm over there waiting for me. But so I have the creamsicle colored shirt on and I'm getting a lot of comments on it. I got a lot of comments on it the last time I wore it. It's a good thing. And it's reversible too, by the way. Look at this. So you can wear it 2 days in a row, guys. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to sell you a shirt. I'm just saying I'm trying to be cheery and bright. Have a bright outlook on what is going to be a beautiful week of weather. We're going to get some 80-degree weather. The Blazers have work to do. And I'm also going to remind you, do not egg Neil Olshay's house. That's a bad idea. It's not a godly thing to do. It's not a kind thing to do. And the guy's trying to do his job. I don't agree with everything he's done. But I want to say up front, he's got a job to do. I have a job to do. You probably have a job to do, too, as a fan. Your job's more important than anybody's, because without you, the franchise doesn't have revenue, doesn't have tickets, no fannies are in the seats. So with that in mind, I just want to warn you, if you're going to give a he got smoked in this segment, be creative, because the easy one is to just say the Blazers got smoked. Be creative in how you tell me the Blazers got smoked. Be specific. Dig deeper than the surface level. And if you have something offbeat, this might be your day to win the $50 Reverence Barbecue gift card. 503-417-7575.
It's time for Who Got Smoked? It was a wild weekend, and we want to hear who you think had it bad. Let us know who got smoked. Powered by Reverence Barbecue in Selwood, home of the Sandwich and Session Special. Call 417-7575. Today's top submission will win a $50 gift card to Reverence Barbecue.
All right, Joseph in Milwaukee is going to lead us off. There are two lines open. That is rare. Line up for who got smoked. Joseph in Milwaukee, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say the Portland fans got smoked because we had high hopes that we'd at least win one game in that series, but not even one.
Is it right what Olshay said? It didn't matter if it was a seven-game series or a four-game series to you?
No, I mean, it mattered because it's the playoffs, and that's when you're supposed to be pick it up and start playing your best basketball of the season. But it just looks like after the 13 games, after that, it kind of went downhill.
Yeah. I mean, that 13-game win streak was fun, though, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, while it lasted, yeah.
Sucked me right in, too. Joseph in Milwaukee says Blazer fans got smoked. He's going to hold on. Let's go to John in Portland, who has a suggestion. John, who are you nominating?
Portland's big man got smoked by Davis. Oof. Davis made it look easy against them and turned them into succulent pulled pork, ready to be eaten and enjoyed.
You're making me hungry now. I love that. Anthony Davis, I knew he was good. I knew he was great. But an opportunity to watch him kind of sail along in the series, you know, putting up 28 or 35 and until game four when he went, I am going to win this. We're not going back to Portland. He might be the smoothest, easiest superstar to watch play in the NBA. And what I mean by that is it doesn't look like he's doing anything like exerting like full energy to do anything. The guy was terrific and dominant, and he makes everybody around him better. But the team had some other players. Like Nikola Mirotic, he made the Blazers pay when they tried to take Davis away. And Drew Holiday is the best two-way player that's currently in the playoffs. Kawhi Leonard might be the best in the game, but Drew Holiday is right there. Let's go to Bill, who's in Hillsboro. Who's your nomination, Bill?
Blazers got smoked. They got browbeaten.
Anthony Davis.
And that's it.
All right, put you on hold. There he is. He says they got browbeaten. That's true. Michael's in Oregon City. Michael, who do you have?
I got Damian Lillard. He got smoked. I don't want to get rid of him. I love him. But Drew Holiday was able to get up in his face because if Damian got by him, which he did on occasion, he had Anthony Davis to back him up.
Yep. Big point. That's a great point. And I love what you said, too, Michael, because you're not like, you're not saying Dame needs to go. You're not saying Dame's a horrible person. Let's egg his house. You're saying I love the guy, but the fact of the matter is he got outplayed.
He did, and it just shows how important he is to us and how he needs more help, I think.
Agree with that. Michael in Oregon City. Strong take there. Let's go to Ryan in Salem. Ryan.
Hey, what, how are you, John?
Who you got?
The Boston Red Sox got smoked by my Oakland Athletics, and Sean Manaea threw a no-hitter, and it was an unbelievable weekend. We beat them 2 out of 3 games, so.
Threw a no-no against.
For an A's fan.
Yeah, and we wait till it's the Portland A's. That'll be awesome.
That would be something else.
Yeah.
I would love to be able to sit in the sun at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday and watch my A's. That would be amazing.
There you go. All right, our winner is going to be Michael in Oregon City. He nominated Damian Lillard. He wins the gift card. Leave it right here.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.